Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
Sherry Burback here is the author of At the Coffee Shop and Internet Dating is Not Like Ordering a Pizza. And if you guys are doing some internet dating here and you're not having any luck, hopefully Sherry can give you a little hand here. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
What are the biggest mistakes people make in their profiles?
Oh, the profiles. Using a bad picture is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not taking a brand new picture of yourself, what you look like right now at this moment, instead of holding on to a picture that's a little bit too old or cropping out, you know, an ex-girlfriend and putting that up as your profile picture, that's a big no-no.
One of my girlfriends is online dating right now, and she said a lot of guys have pictures of themselves up with girls in them.
Yes, with girls around there, you know, hanging on to them, you know, holding hands, or maybe the guy has his hand around her shoulder, and it's a, you know, it might be a friend, it might not be, but it gives the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry, a new study came out today that talked about how 90% of people lie in their online dating profiles. I mean, is that true? Do you find that? And, I mean, do you encourage people to kind of tweak themselves, too?
I don't encourage people to lie. I'm not sure where, you know, what exactly they're talking about with lying. That makes it sound like everybody is just completely dishonest online, and I personally didn't find that. You know, maybe people tweak certain things that aren't a big deal. I don't know. You want to present your best self, so I think maybe some people are maybe saying they, like, make a little bit more money than they do, or they are taller or weigh a little bit less. But overall, I think people are pretty honest. That was just my personal experience.
Sure. I think what people should do is they should say that they weigh more, that they're older than they are, put up a really bad picture, because then when you meet someone in person, you're like, wow, what a surprise.
Like, mm-hmm. Rather than the other way around.
So much better than
exactly.
I thought you were going to look. Exactly.
Mix it up, people.
If somebody sends you a message that they're interested in you, what should you send back? Should it be a short message? Should it be like this whole profile? Should it be a generic profile? Should each and every one of them be specific?
Well, if somebody's sending you a message, they've probably already seen your profile, so you don't want to copy and paste your whatever you have in your profile and send it. So you do want to do a short message to, you know, if you're interested in talking further with them, send them something short that they can respond back to. Don't give them your whole life history. Leave a little bit of mystery there, but let them know that you're interested in talking further. I mean, you want to get a date. That's the ultimate goal of this. You don't want a pen pal. So you do want to just keep things short and email back and forth until you feel comfortable enough where you want to meet.
And what are the best dating online online sites, and what are the worst online profile sites that you can go to?
Well, I've heard of people that have met other people on just about every site. So I think any site can probably be good for you, depending on if you have the right attitude and the right profile. Having said that, I think the larger services like, you know, Match.com or Yahoo Personals usually give you a wider variety of people, and that way you have a kind of a better chance to meet somebody.
Are the ones you pay for often better than the free ones?
Yeah, I think so. I think people, if they're going to pay to set up a profile, they're going to be a little bit more serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Those people tend to want more of a relationship, you know, rather than just they're testing it out. Maybe they're not even out of a relationship. They're not sure if they want to meet somebody online. If you pay to have a profile set up, you're probably more serious about it, and it's probably you're going to meet more quality people that way.
Are there some websites, dating websites, that sort of have their own niche, their own brand, like eHarmony would be for older people. there would be another one that generally if you're 24 or younger, you go to?
There are some sites. It really, Match.com kind of encompasses everybody, but there are some sites like eHarmony. I've heard that people who are more interested in marriage will go to eHarmony. I don't know if that's really true. That's what I've heard from people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not kind of the brand they push, but I think that's kind of the perception that people have about them. Sites like Perfect Match will give you a combination of like Match.com and eHarmony, where you're set up with people through their site, but you're also able to search for profiles. So I'm not sure that there's any site that really caters to one person. There are some niche dating sites that you can check out, too, if you have a specific interest, like you really love horseback riding or you're eco-conscious and you want to look at a green dating site. There are sites like that, and then the advantage in those is you have an immediate point of common interest with somebody then. Mm-hmm. If you go on a site like that. But generally, a larger site will get you, pretty much no matter what age you are, will get you a wider variety of people that you can meet.
Who dates more online, men or women?
I think men date more online than women, actually.
Hmm.
Just from the people that have come to me for help with profiles, and I seem to come across more men than that date online.
Is there still a stigma attached to online dating? Like, I think Melissa's a little old school about online dating, where she still feels it's a little bit desperate.
You know, I think there is and there shouldn't be, because it's such a great way to meet people. I think it's kind of that unknown, and so people are afraid of it, and all they hear is horror stories as opposed to the really positive stories. You know, I hear a lot of people that have met really somebody totally perfect for them, online dating, and it's somebody that maybe that lived in the same area and they just had never met in all the years that they lived in that area, but it took the internet to introduce them.
Mm-hmm. If there's,
but I think there is kind of a stigma, and there shouldn't be, so don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, I think from personal ads back in the day. They just seemed so cheesy and so desperate.
Yeah, exactly. A newspaper.
Yeah, I think when online dating first started, it was for people who didn't feel socially confident. So I think that it was just for a certain age group. I think 35 and older, the online dating was something new, and it's for people who couldn't hang on their own in the clubs. But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, I think you get busy when you get to be a certain age. You know, even if you're not married, you start taking care of family, you start working more, you kind of have the same friend group. You don't meet as many friends as you do when you're in your 20s. So you tend to meet less people when you get a little bit older, and I think that's how online dating really got started.
And some final advice. Let's say there's somebody checking us out this morning that has had a profile, or they're on a bunch of different sites, and they just don't seem to be getting any responses at all with their profile. What's three tweaks they can make today to change their profile enough to where they might start to get some responses?
Okay, first of all, let your personality come through in your profile. Don't just list things about yourself. You know, don't say, I like wine and football and American Idol. Say why you like those things. You know, I developed a passion for wine tasting when I went to the French vineyards, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even those little bit of changes will help add a little bit more personality to your profile. Also, don't be negative. Don't use your profile as a chance to just complain about dating. And really, a great picture will really set you up and go far. So have somebody take a digital camera, go out, take a bunch of pictures of yourself, and add pictures that also add to your story. So have pictures where you're doing something you like, where you have something in the background that tells a little bit about yourself. Have the pictures add to your personality just as well as your essay.
Okay. All right, we're going to put all your information up online also.
Cool.
She's got
great
two
advice.
Books.
That's great.
The books are At the Coffee Shop and Internet Dating is Not Like Ordering a Pizza, and we'll link up to them up on our site at Q100Atlanta.com.
Thanks,
Sherry. Thanks
so much. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.